Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 27th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Kronos Group released the provisional OpenCL 3.0 standard, the latest update to the open framework for programming GPUs and other compute accelerators. The new version reverts the core API to a fork of OpenCL 1.2, with everything released as part of the OpenCL 2 releases made optional components, giving platforms more control over what features they integrate. As Ryan Smith at Enantech points out, this is largely a reflection of how OpenCL consortium members are deploying OpenCL, with OpenCL 2.2 released in 2017 not seeing support from NVIDIA, Intel, AMD, or embedded device makers. Kronos hopes to have the standard ratified by members in a few months. The Wall Street Journal reports that, according to sources, Apple production of next-generation iPhones is about a month behind schedule, indicating a later release than the company's typical September target. The company also reportedly cut its July to December build estimates by 20% as more production is pushed to 2021. Judge Timothy Kelly of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia approved the deal reached last summer that will see Facebook pay $5 billion to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission over privacy violations. The fine relates to Facebook failing to do enough to make sure third parties protected user information, including Professor Alexander Kogan, who shared Facebook user information with Cambridge Analytica without seeking permission to share it. France's Versailles Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling ordering Amazon to stop delivering non-essential items in the country to protect workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. Under the ruling, Amazon can only deliver health items, food, pet food, and electronics, while it does risk evaluations in consultation with French unions. Amazon faces a fine of up to 100,000 euros for each non-essential delivery. Germany's Chancellery Minister Helge Braun and Health Minister Jens Spahn announced that the country would adopt a decentralized approach to contact tracing for COVID-19. German authorities had previously backed the pan-European privacy-preserving proximity tracing plan to develop a tracking system that would give health authorities centralized control of the data. According to sources speaking to Reuters, Apple refused to change Bluetooth settings in iOS to allow for this centralized approach. According to the announcement, the tracing system should be voluntary, meet data protection standards, and guarantee a high level of IT security. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced that the country's COVID-safe contact tracing app has been downloaded more than 2 million times. Morrison said mass adoption of the app and broader testing are prerequisites for easing social distancing restrictions in the country, with the government saying at least 40% of Australia's population needs to use the COVID-safe app for it to be effective. Bill Gates announced that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation would turn its total focus to defeating the COVID-19 pandemic. This will shift the charity's work from HIV, malaria, and polio research, and even the foundation's educational efforts will shift to focus on facilitating online learning. The Gates Foundation has the largest charity endowment with over $40 billion. During Netflix's earnings call, Chief Content Officer Ted Sarandos said the company's slate of 2020 films and series are all largely in post-production, and that the company doesn't anticipate substantial changes to its 2020 release schedule. Sarandos said that this is largely because Netflix releases entire seasons at once, so most series are shot well in advance of release. Netflix currently has over 200 projects being worked on remotely, with plans to release more content in 2020 than 2019. AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson will step down July 1st, and COO John Stankey will take over as CEO. Randall Stephenson will remain executive chairman of AT&T's board until January. Stankey was named president and COO of AT&T in September and gave over control of Warner Media Division to former Hulu CEO Jason Kilar earlier this month. AT&T recently settled a dispute with some investors over the direction of the company, agreeing to make no more major acquisitions and separate the role of CEO and chairman of the board. The analyst firm Canalys reported that smartphone shipments in India increased 13% in Q1, with the Chinese smartphone maker Vivo overtaking Samsung for the number two spot in the country. Vivo grew shipments 49% to 6.7 million units, as Samsung saw shipments fall 13.7% to 6.3 million. The OEM Realme also saw strong growth in the quarter, growing shipments 200% to 3.9 million units, overtaking Oppo for the number four spot in the country. Xiaomi remained the largest smartphone OEM in the country, growing shipments 8% to 10.3 million units. On April 7th, WhatsApp implemented a limit on highly forwarded messages, allowing users to forward these on to one user or group at a time, down from five. Facebook announced that since that change, the spread of such messages has been reduced 70% globally. Facebook previously limited WhatsApp forwards to five recipients in 2018, which it said reduced forwards on the service by 25%. And finally, Travis Scott grew 12.3 million concurrent Fortnite players to a 15-minute live virtual performance, breaking the record of 10.7 million set by Marshmello in February 2019. The number does not count views on YouTube or Twitch. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.